Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So today I want to talk about how to awaken customers and excite them out of hiding, all right? And I'm not talking about your current customers, because chances are they're not hiding. They want you to do something, and you don't want them hiding because you want your bills paid, right? I'm talking about people who don't know you exist yet. Your perfect avatar. Now, what is a perfect avatar? Well, first and foremost, chances are it's you. You probably get along best with people very similar to how you like to work, what you like to do, those kind of things. The other way to find your perfect avatar is to go through your current list of customers. Now, think about the ones you don't mind getting emails from, you don't mind getting phone calls from, you love working with them because they understand how you work, you've been able to make them most successful, and chances are they're the ones that make you the most money, right? Those are your perfect avatars, and the goal is to try to find more people who are similar to them out there. So how do we do this? Well, a lot of people try to do it through advertising and just say, you know, hey, look at me, I do this. But advertising is numbing. People have become numb to Facebook ads and Google ads. They show up. A lot of time, people are looking for organic things. They're looking for something that really says that you're a good option for them. So advertising does work, but what you need is something a little bit different. Now think about email marketing. How many emails do you get a day? I have unsubscribed from close to 100 different lists of products that I bought or seminars that I've gone to because at the time when I get the email, it's not something that I'm interested in. And frankly, it just keeps coming and coming and coming, and there's very little value in it. It's like, buy my stuff. Check out all these people that have made all this money off the stuff that I'm selling. And what they're trying to do is to get you to grow your list, to grow your fan base on Facebook, to make money with retargeting pixels and advertising. And that's all well and fine. It does work. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to think different. Think about the ad from Apple, 1984. You've got all those people marching into the stadium and they're all doing exactly the same thing. And that woman runs in and she hurls that hammer and it goes through the screen. That, my friend, is a pattern interrupt. And that's what you have to look at is what can you do to awaken your customers and excite them out of hiding with some kind of pattern interrupt? What is a pattern interrupt?
Woohoo!
That, my friends, is a pattern interrupt. It's something that you weren't expecting and kind of takes you off your game. So that's what I want you to think about doing, is what kind of things can you do that's going to be different than what everybody else is doing? Now, one of the hottest things out there right now is live video. And there's all different kinds of things that you can do. You can do Blabs, Periscope, you can do Facebook Live. But as more people do this on an ongoing basis, it becomes more passé. It's the talking head in your Facebook feed saying, I'm live now. Now let me sell you something or let me teach you something. You know, it's one of those kind of things. So I did something different yesterday. I was at church. I set up my iPad and I basically took a video of us in rehearsal, ready to play guitar and sing at church. And part of it was, you know, the talk beforehand, and some people said, I don't get it. And then there was a prayer, and then we got in and we actually played the song. And some people paid attention, some people didn't, but it was a pattern interrupt. It was something different on a Sunday morning that over 300 people had viewed and people paid attention to and liked. So it was something different with video. It was not just your talking head saying, hey, I'm here, I've got an idea, and by the way, here's a link to my website. So you can use Blab and you can use Periscope in ways that are different. Now, you can share that on social media. You could put that up on YouTube. You could put it in emails, whatever it is. But the key thing is do something different. Because as more and more people do the same thing, even video becomes passé. Think about some other ways that maybe you can engage people that's different. It's a pattern interrupt, something completely unexpected. How about giving something away? Somebody put up a post on one of their groups that said, hey, guess the number that I'm randomly thinking and 20 people will get a book. And I won. That was awesome. Did I pay attention to that person? Yes. Was I getting all kinds of messages about other people's guesses? Yes, I was. So try to do something that's out of the ordinary that people don't expect. Think about putting up a quiz. People love those quizzes, not the ones that you have to subscribe to that plugin on Facebook that's going to spam you. But think of something that you can do that's different, that keeps people engaged. Maybe create a survey or a worksheet that's going to help people and then get them to comment on their results or their suggestions or whatever it is. A pattern interrupt I did recently is I put up pictures of my book and said, okay, what do you think of this cover? What do you think of this cover? It helped people to engage and also realize that there's a new book coming out. So it was something for them to do, for them to comment on, and be engaged with the content that I'm posting. Another thing you can do, which is a true pattern interrupt, is go out and meet people face to face. Get out and network with people. And when you meet them, be different. Don't be the person that's passing around business cards and saying, hey, I'll call you in 2 days, you know, all that kind of stuff. Do something different. Try to help them. Try to be the Google. Be somebody who's a connector. Do something face to face that's going to make a difference. Maybe sit down with them and have a one-on-one. Learn about them and their business and help them figure out who to connect with. Because guess what? When you pay it forward like that, chances are they're going to pay it forward to you later on. Not everybody does, but it's usually worth the cost of investment in time. Another thing you could do is speak. I mean, get out and talk at a local networking group. Make sure when you're doing this, though, you're not selling, you're teaching. You're giving some great information that's going to help people to grow their businesses and get to know you a little bit in the process. Yeah, if you're a little bit scared, then maybe you need to go to a Toastmasters club and learn how to do it. Get over the fear. Be present, be human, and talk to people. Another thing that you can do, which is a pattern interrupt, is get on the phone. Have conversations with people. We all want the easy, simple way of sending out emails and Facebook posts and all these other things, but sometimes it just helps to pick up the phone and ask some questions like, how you doing? What's happening in your business? What's new and exciting? Get to know people. Give them a phone call. Give them an opportunity to talk about themselves without selling your stuff. Maybe you can sneak in a pitch at the end, but the goal is to really create and build those relationships. And then what about writing a note? The lost art of snail mail. Yes, I love it when somebody sits down and takes a moment to say thank you and puts it in a note. So what if you meet people and you get their business cards and maybe you think there's a way that you can connect them with somebody? The first thing that a lot of people try to do is email them. And of course, we've talked about that already. But what if you sat down and did a handwritten note and send it via snail mail? Yes, it takes time. But when they open up the mailbox, guess what? It gets noticed. So that's what I'm asking you to do, is think differently. To awaken potential customers and excite them out of hiding, you have to do a pattern interrupt.
Don't!
Think of different ways where you can get people to pay attention to what you're saying, because it's different than all the other noise out there. You never know when people are going to be ready to buy your products and services. So give it a try. Try something new and different today. So awakening customers and exciting them out of hiding means that you have to find ways to be different. Think of all the ways that you communicate on a regular basis and then try to imagine some new things that you could do to get people to pay attention, to get them to care about what you have to say, and more importantly, to get them to buy when ready.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.